Thank you so much, Anne. Well, she said that was hard, it was hard to follow the previous act. I think you did. You're a hard act to follow yourself. I feel really touched at this point by this evening. We're not quite wrapping up yet, but I feel so delighted to be part of an institute where there's scope for this range of research. And, you know, where research often for people feels like it's something that has to be a fairly narrow band of possibility that doesn't suit everybody's potentiality and their creativity and what they want to really study. And I think everyone so far has shown that there's such a diversity of research possibilities, and it's been such a pleasure so far to hear everybody. And our last presenter tonight, I'm really looking forward to Ayako Fujisaki. Her poster is here. Some of you may have looked at it. She just was able to come in the middle of, during the break. So Ayako's been doing some wonderful work in Bangladesh and Nepal. So really looking forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Have never used this microphone. Can you hear me? Okay. Looks a little weird. So this is my dress is not as outrageous as Alexandra's, but this is a dress from Bangladesh, so I thought it would be nice to bring a little bit of Bangladesh. Before starting, I just want to appreciate Lee for your enthusiasm and care about research. A few days ago, I talked to a few friends and explained about process work community, and I said, so there's a before Lee and then after Lee. So it's like so I really appreciate your work. Thank you. Yeah. So I'm going to start. So my name is Ayako, and I'm going to talk about the project that I have been involved in Bangladesh, and share some ideas how process work can contribute to the world. So first, I will give a little background of street children in Bangladesh, and then I will explain what I did in Bangladesh and the result, and then some ideas how process work can do in the world. It is believed that there are 20 to 30,000 street children in Dhaka, the capital city of Bangladesh, and 20,000 to 30,000. So this is my husband. He has been a big support, you know, of this project. I was away like 7 weeks, and he, you know, he was waiting for me. Thank you. So like many so-called developing countries, in Bangladesh, while some people started to enjoy affluence, and the others, especially peasants, have been suffering from poverty, and then also a lot of natural disaster and civil wars. So there's because of the poverty, so you will see a lot of street children, and then the number is actually increasing. And I was in Bangladesh in May 2004 and December 2005. To give trainings to the staff members of Bangladesh NGO and who work for street children. And they run street schools and shelters and vocational training centers and hostels and special facilities for sex workers and their children, and also sexual abused children. And they are one of the well-established NGOs in Bangladesh, financially supported by 10 different foreign donors, 9 from Europe and 1 from Japan. And the staff works really hard. But from the view of the Japanese donor, the way how they treat children are a little too bossy, authoritarian, and they are not really good at understanding the children or listening to children. So I was asked to give them training in child counseling. What I taught was basically process work, really basic process work, and especially signal awareness with emphasis of nonverbal signals, feedback, meta skill, and play therapy using signal awareness, working with abuse and trauma, and then rank. And things that were helpful in the training, followings. First of all, using a lot of examples that I saw at the center so that the participants can relate to it. And using pictures, drawing, puppets, and then also translating process work into their language or their value system and simplify the concept. And for example, I didn't really use the word secondary process, but instead I reframe it. So let's find potential in children. And I also, so modeling, I treated the participants in the way how I want them to treat children, and also simple English. So that was one of the many most feed, one of the feedback that I get a lot is, so Ayako Appa, I was called Ayako Appa. Appa means sister. Ayako Appa spoke such simple English so that we can understand. So you know, so simple English is the only English that I can speak, but then because they have a little, like, you know, complex around English, so it's a relief for them to listen English with a little accent and slower, and you know, so that's I didn't really expect that, but you know, this advantage can be an advantage. And result of the training, so feedback from the participants, one of the most touching result that they reported that they treat children more respectfully and they pay more attention to signals. And then I heard that they are now asking children permission if they can talk to them, or if we can sit with them. And it doesn't, maybe it might not sound, you know, big, but in a culture where adults and teachers have such, like, power, it's like revolutionary. So I was very touched to hear that. And so that, in a sense, this is the core of my training. And so if you pay attention and try to listen to them, so the skills will come along. And the other feedback is feeling more confident with what they're doing, and also feeling happier with their work, because the new skills help them build better relationship with children. And this is very important because they work really hard, but the compensation is really low. So they, you know, the satisfaction in the work is really important, because turnover is also a big problem for the organization. So a lot of good staff members tend to quit. So it's really important. And also problematic behavior presented by about 60% of the children dropped to almost zero in one facility. And but it's not only good news. And so the people who work with severely abused children have a little more hard time to apply the learned skills. And how much do I have time? 3 minutes, okay. And feedback from the children. So they notice the staff's face become less angry. They feel happy that the staff listen to them more, but some of them are a bit annoyed by the staff's trying to do counseling. And feedback from the Japanese donor, they notice that staff's attitude become less authoritarian and more relaxed with children, and they also notice the children become more self-disciplined. And so future task, Imichi is working on abuse and working with abuse and trauma, but I think we need to develop an easily trainable theory and skills of working on abuse and trauma. And also, for this organization, at one point, the issue in the organization, such as ambition, competition, racism, need to be addressed. And also training the staff in facilitation is also important, so that they can raise awareness in the community. So it's not only just working with children, but then the community need to understand the women's rights and children's rights. I also think it's important to train the staff in training so that they don't need me anymore, so that they can train themselves. And at last, I would like to talk about possibilities of process working in the area of international cooperation. And my dream has been facilitators without borders, but now it's a little slightly changed and process work trainers without borders. From my experience in Bangladesh, I'm convinced that process work has a great potential in this area, and especially signal awareness, which is universal, and group facilitation skills, and also awareness of global issues are especially powerful. So that in the area of the international cooperation, empowerment of the local people is essential. So instead of going there and fixing the problem there, that's sometimes needed. But I'm also thinking like offering trainings would be more sustainable. And we could design and offer training according to their needs. And then the goal is for the local people eventually to be able to facilitate and train for themselves. Okay, thank you. So there are pictures. So if you are interested, look at those pictures.
Stay there, Monica. Don't go. You could stay.
Thank you so much.
That was so great.
Well, now we just have probably about 15 minutes for questions for this segment of the program. Perhaps the other two presenters would like to come up and you might have some questions for them. Would that be good? Where would you be willing? And Anne? Yeah, I was just thinking that. Thank you. Where? Do you want to come up? And I'll bring a microphone around.
You know, you mentioned racism in the staff, so my knowledge of Bangladesh is kind of limited, but what kind of racism did you notice?
So the question is, what kind of racism? I mentioned racism, but what kind of racism is there in Bangladesh? And I didn't really explain too much, but as I said, so there are 10 donors and who support this this organization, and 9 of them are European, and 1 of them is Japanese. And but then, so from my experience, and then also what I heard from the Japanese organization, so they tend to take European organization for more important than Japanese organization. So it's a little more Eurocentric. And then, for example, so for example, in the first year, the first training, so some people, project refused to send staff members to my training because it's given by a Japanese woman. But then, so this I need to brag. And the second time, so they really asked them to. But anyway, so that kind of problem is there. And so last year they asked me to come back again, but because of this problem, so now they're a little busy with. So this training we give a really good result, but then now they are a little busy with showing the result off to the European organizations. And so the Japanese organization and this NGO has a little relationship problem. So, but anyway, it's a little complicated. Yeah. But also at the same time, me being an Asian woman teaching can be, as I said, like simple English can be advantage. Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah, so they feel more close to me. So, yeah, so it's always pros and cons. But thank you for the question. Other questions?
Okay, pack still. Yes, I just wanted to appreciate you for, for just working in that environment that, mm-hmm. I mean, I know you had a great experience, but mm-hmm. the difficulty of that disrespect and mm-hmm. not believing in you, and mm-hmm. you're so good, and I just want to honor that, and mm-hmm. thank you for, you know, your perseverance mm-hmm. with that, mm-hmm. in that difficulty.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. But also, at the same time, so this difficulties, you know, bring the organizers, in including me, together. And then, so the first year, so we said, okay, let's make this really good training. Mm-hmm. And we had great teamwork. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's not only me. So there's a lot of people supporting this. So I appreciate that, but I also need to appreciate all the colleagues. Yeah.
More questions?
I've got a question for Anne. I'm interested in how your, I don't know what my question is yet. I think the reason I don't quite know my question is because I'm interested in the type of myth work that you're going to be applying, and you were saying about using some of the work that Max has done, and as well as Joseph Campbell. So are you going to be somehow creating your own analysis of how those two methodologies work together, or?
I don't think they're in conflict anyway. I think there's diverse opinion about myth and relevance today, and why, what it is, why it is. I'm midway through a literature review that I hope to ground my research in, or sort of gives me a foundation to develop my own ideas from. So I don't know yet, and I'm not I'm not going to discount anything. I think I'll just take it all on board and see what might be relevant and what might help in working with my case study then, what might help give more meaning to the data I end up with after the interview process.
So just so to clarify, so you're using yourself and the project you've chosen as your own research ground to test out the methodology on yourself to see what happens.
Exactly. And Penny, I'm hoping that it might then, that what I harvest could be assets that I might then take to my own organisation to look at teams, departments, work groups, to help them in strategy development as well. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cool. Thanks. Who is next?
I just want to appreciate also Rhea because it was so inspiring and touching and I don't know, very, very inspiring that you show like also the lyrical part and the, all your creativity. And I want to hear more about what motivate, like I know you were doing theater and so, and then you went into video and filmmaking and what motivated you and like how you're envisioning to, you know, go on following your world work issues and your art, artistically, whatever comes to you, you know, just.
I don't exactly know what to say, Vasiliki. I'm not sure what motivates me. I just love. I love creating theater and working with images and myth and putting things together. It, juxtaposition, it's called, of different seemingly disparate aspects of our experience. I love working with form and editing today is an amazing, video editing is an amazingly creative medium today with technology. And in terms of, I think for me, the major challenge is perseverance. And I admit that I struggle to identify as an artist. And so it's easy to let all of life's other responsibilities and errands get in the way. And so, I'm continually working with that. And
thanks.
I took some footage at I shot some footage at World Work. I don't know if anyone's here that I talked to, but I have to open it and see what I got here.
Yeah. Okay. Who didn't I see? Who had their hand up already? Somebody? Anybody else? Another one?
Yeah.
Actually, this was for Anne. You know, towards the end, you said something like, it's not the stories, but the myths that you are going to be working with. So I was wondering how you distinguish that or
I don't. Stories, myths, fables are forms of narrative. And I don't think I distinguish between them. Particularly because I want to work across different settings. One of the advantages of working with the MacF cohort as my first first case study is I don't have a language difficulty. If I talk about myth or any PW concepts, I'm understood. When I take that to other settings, I'm less likely to introduce concepts through use of words like myth that might not be understood. So I'm not going to differentiate. And I'm not sure that it's possible to say, oh, that's a myth and that's not. That's just a story. Or maybe it's part of a myth, and if it brings meaning and gives reason, it's mythical. Yeah.
Anyone else? Almost time to finish. Any more questions? All right. Maybe it would be nice to get everybody up here who was here this evening. I'd love them all to be up. And Jennifer is the photographer for this evening. So please come on up, everybody, so we can really give you a great round of applause. I'm sure we won't fit in the frame, right? Well, while we're all gathering here to be like photographed, weird. I also want to be just thanking all of you for coming tonight. It's just been terrific to share everything with you, and thank you for your questions. And I know that everybody here put a lot into their presentations, and I really am grateful for how deeply and seriously you engaged with the whole process. It's made a wonderful evening for all of us. Thank you. And if I might just encourage people as you go out to put a little donation in the basket there, $10 would be great for the evening, or anything you can afford. The proceeds go to the research fund for the Process Work Institute, and it's used for materials, for supporting projects, things that support the research endeavor in the Process Work Institute. What?
I want to thank you for what you've done for research and all the teaching and everything you've brought and the enthusiasm. And this night feels like such a culmination. I'm so moved. It's thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, wow, I guess we're even early. I think that's amazing. Time is so elastic. Anyway, have a very good night. We'll see you again next. We have a monthly gathering like this on different topics. Look out for the PWI bulletin board where the notices are posted about what's happening. So, or you can check on the board outside if you're passing by. Please come back. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.